Christiania, Norway. The last of the northern countries to be visited before it got too late in the season was Norway. It was Friday morning, October 30th, when they reached Christiania, Oslo, and were taken to the home of A.B. Oyen, the minister sent from Battle Creek to Norway to engage in the translation of the Ellen G. White books. It was a bit of a relief to Ellen White to be residing in the home of English-speaking friends. Lest she be misunderstood, she hastened to record in her diary that although we were welcomed and treated with every attention by our Danish and Swedish brethren and sisters, we felt all the time crippled because we could not converse together, and it was thus made impossible to do them all the good we much desired to do. She described the activities on the Sabbath. Sabbath was a pleasant day. I spoke to the people in the hall where the church met to worship, from. I had freedom in presenting to the people the importance of practical godliness. All listened with great attention. The hall was full. In the afternoon the ordinances were administered, and the washing of feet. In the evening a discourse was given by Elder Madison. The church had a membership of 120, 200 attended the Sabbath morning service, and 100 were present for the ordinances Sabbath afternoon. 2 full weeks, extending over 3 Sabbaths, were spent in Norway. Except for meeting a speaking appointment in Drammen, the entire time was devoted to the interests in Christiania, the principal city. Here a new publishing house was under construction, a sizable building that, as in Switzerland, would provide not only space for the publishing interests but a good meeting hall and living quarters for some of the workers as well. They were in a transition period. Part of the building that had been occupied for the past 6 years had been demolished to make room for the new, depriving them of a meeting place. The good Templars gave to the church the free use of their hall, seating 300, and the meetings were held here during Ellen White's visit. Printing work continued in that part of the old building still standing.